Hello. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here until 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. I'm your overnight dude, Nick DiGilio, 2 to 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Just a little bit, Esmeralda and I will again go head-to-head in a battle of VH1 pop-up video. Now, Esmeralda, when are you here? You're here tomorrow and Wednesday, or just tomorrow?
I am here until Wednesday.
So you're working on Wednesday morning?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow we'll do Would Esmeralda Buy That? We'll do a segment of that because we want to get as much Esmeralda as we can because she's going to be gone for a week. Makes me sad. Well, I hope you have fun.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I forwarded that message to you. Did you get it?
I did.
From Bill?
Thank you.
It's pretty funny what he wrote. But yeah, so that's from Bill Janovitz, Buffalo Tom. And maybe he'll let you sleep on his couch.
Oh.
Oh. So. Oh, man. All right. So before we get into the pop-up video in a little bit, that you know, we go head-to-head. And what are we, what's our record now? We tied last time, didn't we?
We did tie.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But you've won usually.
Dan, we did tie last time, right?
Yes,
you'd have to contact Skip. He's retired until we bring him back in for the segment. Okay. That means, by the way, as the morning show folks are coming in, they will wake up to the beautiful sounds of Esmeralda singing.
Oh, boy.
So Dave Ennett is going to hear his alarm clock go off, and Esmeralda will be singing to him.
Like he didn't have enough tough enough weekend already.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, let's talk about 8 curious recipes from the Depression era. See if you want to try any of these out. The first one is simply called Poor Man's Deal, or Poor Man's Meal, which makes sense if it comes out of the Depression era for it to be called Poor Man's Meal. During the Great Depression, potatoes and hot dogs were very inexpensive, so many meals included either or both ingredients. In one online video, a 91-year-old woman named Clara, who lived through the Depression, walks viewers through the process of making Poor Man's Meal. This seems pretty straightforward, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Peel and cube a potato. Then fry it in a pan with oil and chopped onions until they are browned and softened. Then add slices of hot dogs, cook a few more minutes, and serve.
That sounds good.
There it is. Fried hot dog with potato and onions, and nothing wrong with that. Kind of a hot dog hash, if you will. Now, we've talked about this fantastic dish before, creamed chipped beef. I love creamed chipped beef. Made with dried and salted beef, creamed chipped beef was an easy and cheap dish that originated in eastern Pennsylvania, Dutch country, and New Jersey and the Mid-Atlantic. To make it for yourself, melt 2 tablespoons of butter in a pot over a medium heat and add 2 tablespoons of flour to make a roux. Slowly whisk in 1.5 cups of milk until it thickens and boils. Then add 8 ounces of dried beef like Hormel and serve over toast. Okay. And then affectionately called SOS, and we know what that stands for. Esmeralda, you know what that stands for, right?
Yes.
Cream chip beef on toast was also a staple of the U.S. military during World War I and especially World War II. You know, you can get, and I get this every once in a while when I go shopping, you know, Stouffer's, the frozen food Stouffer stuff. They have a cream chipped beef. So you take the package, you can either, it comes in a plastic bag, it's frozen. It comes in a plastic little bag. You can either cook it up in the microwave, poke holes in the bag, cook it up in the microwave, or you can leave it whole and boil it in a pot of water. And then when it's done, cut the bag open and pour it over toast. There it is. And it's good. It's good. A lot of the military, you know, we've talked to guys in the past who are in the military who still eat that. And wasn't there like a restaurant that we had featured that we talked about that like one of the best dishes they had, they served one of the best SOS is on the planet.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was.
So
I mean, it just sounds like gravy.
Well, yeah.
Gravy, it's beef, it's, and then toast. I would want mashed potatoes, but that's just me.
It's beef and it's beef and bechamel. That's what it is. I mean, if you look at what that sauce, it's a bechamel sauce.
And you do, or if you think about it, you can do a like a country gravy.
Yeah, add some pepper and a little sausage.
Oh my gosh,
a little sausage.
Throw some eggs on top.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, is there something old fashioned about it? I mean, I had it when I was a kid. I had cream chipped beef as a kid. My mom made it, and now every once in a while, when I get nostalgic, I will when I'm buying some frozen stuff, I will get the Stouffer's cream chip beef. It's really good. It's really good. All right, how about this? Hoover Stew. Hoover Stew. Hoovervilles, shantytowns that sprung up during the Depression, weren't the only things named after our 31st president, who had the misfortune of being elected just before the crash. Hoover Stew was the name given to the soup from soup kitchens of similarly thin broths. The recipe here calls for a 16-ounce box of noodles like macaroni or spaghetti. While that's on the stove, slice hot dogs into round shapes. As opposed to what kind of shape? We're running out of time here. Hold on. I'll finish up the Hoover Stew recipe in a second here, because there's a lot more to it than that. We got a break here. We want to get to news, and then we'll talk more recipes, and we'll have a pop-up video battle coming up. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. My dad will call in and tell a joke, because it's Monday and it's jokey time. So, Vic, it looks like if all goes well, Cubs are going to clinch it in St. Louis. How sweet would that be?
Wouldn't that be great? They couldn't work out any better.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So
let's see. So we have this. Let's see. When do they wrap up this series against St. Louis?
I think it's just three games.
Okay, so I've got
tonight. Tonight's the first game.
Okay, I have tickets to Thursday. So they'll be done by. I have tickets.
Hopefully.
I think it's the Brewers coming to town.
Okay, well.
The game I have tickets for.
The game you have tickets for. Well, maybe it would be sweet if you were there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be.
Especially if your girlfriend was with you.
Exactly. Because I had to put up with the Bears' loss while the Packers won yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting real tired of that.
Yeah.
Real tired of that. I'm going to have to start leaving my residence to watch Bears games.
Oh, is that what it's?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long season.
It's going to be a very long season. Jeez. All right. Yeah. Well, by the way, Vic's girlfriend is, she's from Wisconsin, so she is a Brewers fan.
She has a pass for liking the Brewers and the Packers.
That's right. Okay. But that would be kind of cool if you guys were there and they clinched that night.
That could be special.
Yeah.
But I'll be just as happy if they go ahead and do it against the Cardinals.
But I think there would be something more satisfying as a Cub fan if they do it in St. Louis.
Right.
You know, clearly. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for what's going on with the Cubbies. Magic number 5. What an amazing season. Jeez. Okay. All right, we were talking about Depression-era recipes, and I was telling you about Hoover Stew. Esmeralda, you're still fascinated by Hoover Stew, I would imagine.
Yes, cutting these hot dogs into a round shape.
Yeah, as opposed to, I don't know, what kind of...
I guess you could do...
You could slice it down
strips.
The middle.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, you could dice them.
Oh, there you go.
You could dice your hot dog. One recipe calls for, as I said, 16-ounce box of noodles or macaroni like spaghetti. And while that's on the stove, slice hot dogs into round shapes. Drain the pasta when it's almost done, then return it to the pot. Drop in the sliced hot dogs. Then add 2 cans of stewed tomatoes and 1 can of corn or peas with their liquid to the pot. Bring the mixture to a boil and then simmer until the pasta is finished cooking. No need to use corn or peas. You can substitute those veggies for anything canned and inexpensive. So there you go.
You know there's Filipino dishes that spaghetti and they throw hot dogs in there?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
This isn't too crazy.
No. It's obviously, because these are Depression era, it's going to, in almost every one of the categories there's going to be, in every one of the recipes there's going to be canned stuff. Because that's just what you did then, And if you ever go back, Esmeralda, have you ever gone back and watched like really, really old TV chef cooking shows?
The oldest would probably be Julia Child.
Julia Child, because even before that, like they would do like the very first like cooking shows with recipes, all cans. It's just a woman in a kitchen opening cans of stuff and pouring it into pots. Because that's what people did back then. You know, it was inexpensive and, you know, the canned goods. All right. How about this? Egg drop soup.
I like an egg drop soup.
I do, too. It's one of my favorite kinds of soup, actually. Here's Clara's recipe for egg drop soup. Peel and dice a potato and an onion. Slowly brown them in the pot with oil until soft. Then add bay leaves and salt and pepper. Once brown, add half a pot of water to the mixture to make a broth. Simmer on the stove. Add more salt and pepper to taste until the potatoes are cooked. While boiling, crack two eggs into the pot and stir until scrambled. Add two more eggs into the soup so that the yolk hardens. And add cheese to finish it off.
No, thank you.
Once completed, serve your egg drop soup over toast.
No.
Wouldn't do that?
That is not the egg drop soup I know.
No, it's not.
Mine's much simpler, actually.
Yeah, it's just, isn't it, like, it's just like broth or chicken broth and eggs, right?
Yeah, you make a broth and then you crack an egg in and you essentially scramble it up. But you do it once you turn the heat off and you just, it cooks with the heat of the soup. Because if you overcook it, it gets rubbery.
It gets real rubbery, yeah. I love egg drop soup.
So do I.
Oh, my God.
I like the
so
neon
good.
Color.
I do, too. Me, too. I love that
the
stuff.
Goopy.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's so good.
Oh, man. So good. How about the corned beef luncheon salad?
Oh, healthy.
Yeah, it's a luncheon salad. In the 1930s, gelatin was considered a modern cutting-edge food. Dishes like corned beef luncheon salad, which consisted of a canned corned beef, plain gelatin, canned peas, vinegar, lemon juice, and occasionally cabbage were very popular and inexpensive to make. According to Andy Coe, the co-author of A Square Meal, a book about Depression-era food, the recipe was just wrong in every possible way, he said, when compared to today's modern tastes and palate. Yeah, I don't know. Canned corned beef, gelatin, peas, vinegar, lemon juice, and cabbage. I don't know about that one, man.
Yeah, I don't. I like Jell-O, but not like that.
Yeah, well, gelatin was like everywhere back in those days. How about the frozen fruit salad?
Doesn't sound bad.
Served during the holiday season as a special treat, frozen fruit salad was made with canned fruit cocktail, or your favorite canned fruit, egg yolks, honey, and whipping cream. What?
Sounds good.
Yeah, the egg yolk part is a little weird.
Well, where do you put the egg yolk?
I mean, I'm assuming it's just, you know, you stir it all together. I'm assuming the egg yolk part is like sort of a mayonnaise.
Maybe. I mean, yeah.
Kind of a mayonnaise thing, because that's what mayonnaise is.
Wait, was there
it's
other than the
fruit,
whipped cream?
Fruit cocktail, honey, and whipping cream. So I'm assuming you pour the whipping cream in and then go nuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you'd be making
a combination whipping cream egg yolk mayonnaise.
No, you'd be making like a custard.
Yeah. Okay. So it would be canned fruit cocktail and custard.
Yes.
All right.
A mayo would be olive oil or oil and
right.
and yolk.
And then you have to, it says frozen fruit salad, so I'm assuming you stick it in the freezer.
I guess, and then you scoop it.
Then you scoop it out, yeah.
I mean, my mom and my family would make Jell-O,
mm-hmm.
and they would add cream to it. So it'd be like creamy
oh,
Jell-O.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So.
As an added bonus treat.
Doesn't sound so crazy.
No. I like on Seinfeld when George is living at home when he's going to be the hand model and they're waiting on him. And she's like, would you like your Jell-O? And then Frank Costanza goes, why you got to put the bananas in there? She's like, George likes the bananas. You can put them on the side. Frank Costanza does not like bananas in his Jell-O. Why you got to put the bananas in there? Oh, man. All right, how about this? Spaghetti with carrots and white sauce. One of the dishes Eleanor Roosevelt recommended and promoted with the development of home economics in schools and colleges during the Great Depression was spaghetti with boiled carrots and white sauce. It was cooked spaghetti until mushy, about 25 minutes. Ugh. No, I can't. I'm Italian. I can't do that.
Why they gotta mush it up like that?
I don't know. And then for 25, God, cooking spaghetti for 25 minutes? mixed with boiled carrots. The white sauce is made from milk, flour, salt, butter, or margarine, and a little bit of pepper. Again, a bechamel sauce. After mixing, pour into a tray and then bake as a casserole. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Are we serving this to people with no teeth?
I don't know. But if you're going to bake it, isn't the pasta going to get a little crispy anyway because you're going to stick it in the oven?
Oh, maybe.
So maybe that's why you got to cook it until it's mush? Because you're going to bake it?
I guess.
No, but
almost like a mashed potato.
You bake lasagna, but you don't cook lasagna until it's mush. All right, and then finally, are you ready for the last one, Esmeralda?
Sure.
Prune pudding.
Oh, yum.
Although he had a taste for fancy meals, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was served a humble 7.5-cent lunch, which included deviled eggs and tomato sauce, mashed potatoes, coffee, and for dessert, prune pudding. Roosevelt's White House ate modestly in an act of culinary solidarity with the people who were suffering.
And everyone needs a little help sometimes.
Exactly. Prune pudding. So that's a hell of a lunch right there. Deviled eggs and tomato sauce, mashed potatoes, coffee, and prune pudding.
I mean, I dig the deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs in tomato sauce.
That doesn't sound bad. I love deviled eggs.
Me too. I could eat a million of them. So yeah. I actually think George should put that on the menu over at Gale Street. Don't you think, Dan?
I would hope so.
Some deviled eggs,
just
mashed potatoes. Just for Esmeralda. Should finally get her out to come to the restaurant. Oh, you put deviled eggs and prune pudding on the menu, I'll be there.
The Esmeralda special.
Oh, man. They should put it on for Roosevelt's birthday.
Yeah. 7.5 cents is what it cost. So you can afford that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can save up.
So maybe you'll
see
that.
I think George would treat her. Just
yeah.
Oh.
7.5 cents, it's on me, George. George, I got it. All right, that's Gale Street Inn, by the way, which does not serve prune pudding, but serves great food.
Yet.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, and by the way, they are kind enough to sponsor my dad's joke, which will be coming up in just a little bit right here on WGN. Okay, we got a break. We got weather. We got traffic. And then it's time for Esmeralda to sing and wake up Dave Ennett from the blues.
That's all it is, isn't it?
It's just he's very depressed until he hears you singing. So pop-up video once again will commence coming up in just a few minutes. And you know who's going to come out of retirement? Skip Skipley.
Oh, I've been waiting.
I'm just waiting for Skip Skipley to come out of retirement.
Hoping.